WZHR, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
There's a river I wanna swim in. There's a river I wanna live in. It's the
Praise God, it's time for Living the Good Life right here on TanTalkNetwork.com. And we are very glad to be with you as always every Sunday at this time, 3 p.m. Eastern. And getting ready to have an amazing, wonderful show. And let's get to our caller, who is one of our people right here on the phone. Is that you, Cindy?
It is.
All right. Okay. Welcome, Cindy. I'm so glad to hear your voice. Cindy Henderson from Idaho. That's a long way away. How far are you from Florida?
Clear across the country.
Well, this is true. You are.
I don't know. It's a long, long ways.
It's a long, long ways. Yes. Good thing. Yeah. That you don't have to walk it or drive it or anything like that. So. But we're just glad for the miracle of technology that we can have you with us as one of the radio team members regularly on the show. And you used to live in our area and be a part of our local assembly. And so we're looking forward to hearing from you today, Cindy. As always, we've got Nan in the studio too. Are you there, Nan?
Yes. Did you see what I was doing?
No. What were you doing?
Well, I like the kind of chair that leans back.
Oh, did you find the chair you like?
I did. I don't know how to make it lean back, so I always just try to find the one that does.
You just keep going through the chairs until you find the one that, yeah.
It was the second chair I went to, so
well,
yes.
Well, this is good. This is good.
It's very good. Hi, Cindy.
Hello. If there's a big thump, we'll know that you figured out how to lean it back and it went too far.
Right. Yeah, if you hear a thump, yes, yeah, right.
If you hear a thump, it would be me.
Yes. What a great day to be talking about God's Word today, as always. Nan Watson here in the studio, Cindy Henderson, Idaho, and me, Pastor Marcia McAllister from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. So we got a lot of good things going on today. Very excited about where we are in the ministry and what God is doing. Believing God for a space here very soon, and going to be out looking again tomorrow and believing God for the perfect place for us for at least for a season. So outgrowing where we are. And so it's time to make some moves in the right direction in that regard. So with all that said, this is a new season and a new day. And there's so much going on. We've been teaching a series here for the last few weeks on this show entitled Promised Land. And we're going to finish that series today. And then we're going to start a new series all about Jesus leading up to Resurrection Sunday, which is April 21st this year. Next week, by the way, it's a time change week. So don't forget that, everybody. So, Cindy, you're behind us, what, 2 hours right now?
2 hours, correct.
And you stay 2 hours. Is that right? Because you change time, too, or do you change to 3 hours?
No, it would stay at 2.
Okay. All right. So, yes. So we got that coming up next weekend. We've got a lot of good things happening in the ministry and special services. And so with all that said, let's thank God for what he's going to do today on the show. Let's pray and begin, and then we're going to talk, and we're going to get some great music coming on. Lord, we just thank you and praise you today for all that you're doing in our individual lives and as a ministry and this show on TanTalkNetwork.com every single week. Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity to be here. We thank you for the for the time to be able to share your word, to talk about what you are doing in our lives. And we just love being able to hear music that encourages us and gets us right in that place with you. So, Lord, we ask your blessing today. We ask that as listeners listen live and or later on podcast, that they would be blessed and would hear your word and be excited about what you're doing. And we give you the glory and the praise right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So it's a new season, Cindy. What's God doing in you? What's God doing?
I'm ready for a new season.
And why do you say that? What's happening? What are you? What's God saying to you?
Well, as you know, I've been going through a tough stretch, or an extended tough stretch. But God has now given me a safe, sane, clean,
okay,
spirit-filled place to live.
Right. Yeah, you made some changes there. That's good. That's great.
My previous living situation, I answered an ad on Craigslist, and so I didn't know what I was getting into, but it was a lot of extreme mental illness.
This is the former place you lived, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Alcoholism. So it was very, very difficult.
Right.
And so God opened up a way to move and did it in a very quick time frame. I had 2 weeks to find a place to
live.
Yeah. And those of you who've moved, it's hard to find a place in 30 days to live, much less 2 weeks.
Well, so, not only find it, but then move. So you got it all accomplished, didn't you?
Yes. Wow.
And,
I believe the beginning of my new season.
All right.
And, you know, a new season of that. I believe that's going to propel me into to whatever God has waiting for me.
I agree with that right now, and that's a whole lot to praise about, so that's great. So we're going to get started with this amazing song, one of my favorites by Chris Tomlin. How can I keep from singing your praise? Because, hey, with your miracle right there, Cindy, and other things God's doing in our lives, how can we keep from singing? Love this. Praise God. Enjoy it.
How my step and I fall down again. I can sing 'cause you pick me up, sing 'cause you're there. I can sing 'cause you hear me, Lord, when I call to you in prayer. I can sing with my last breath, sing for I know that I'll sing with the angels and the saints around the throne. How can I keep from singing?
Praise God. God loves us so very much. We are loved by the King, and it makes our hearts want to sing. I love that song. How can I keep from singing your praise? Because when we begin to think about all the blessings that God has for us, Nan, what happens to us? Don't we just want to begin to praise Him? We want to begin to thank Him, and we just want to enter in that place of gratitude, don't we?
We get really excited when he starts doing stuff like that.
Right? Yeah. And so there's just the attitude is we just want it. We want to praise him. We want to bless him.
It's kind of interesting what happens. Also, the you know the word of God says is he inhabits the praise of his people.
Yeah.
And it's my thing that I think that, you know, the more we praise him, also the more blessings we receive.
Oh, I agree.
You know, so it's like this cool little cycle you get on. It's like, okay, God does something for me, I praise him. God does something else for me, I praise him. And I share with people so people know what he's doing in my life. And I mean, that's it's a great little cycle to be in.
Okay. And today we are wrapping up the series in Promised Land, and the title or the topic is endurance. Endurance. So with that said, Nan, what happens when we are not seeming to get our answers and we are just plugging along, going through the same thing over and over again and feeling like God is not hearing us? Because I believe there's people out there in radio land that are living that reality and they're having to endure through some very hard times.
Well, one of my most recent things I can think of was my job situation.
Right.
You know, and I was needing to find a job, and I spent 8 months looking for a job. I completed 21 applications.
Wow.
Had tested for about 3 or 4 jobs, interviewed for several jobs, and didn't get any of those. And
right.
Then I got what was, you know, so I was walking forth with endurance, knowing that God had it in control and praising him because he had it in control, but I wasn't seeing it come up.
Right.
And then I saw it come up, and I thought it was the ideal job. And then due to an interesting set of circumstances, I got moved to another location. And that turned out to be the one that God really wanted me to have. The
right.
other was just a stepping stone.
Right.
And sometimes we have that in our lives that, you know, we may move somewhere. It's not a permanency situation, but it's a stepping stone into what God really wants you to do.
Absolutely.
Where he wants you to be. I mean, I have like the best boss I've ever had in my life.
Right.
And it's just a pleasant working environment. And I'm thankful for God because I endured, he rewarded me.
Well, absolutely. You endured for a good year.
Yeah, all that other stuff, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right, before you landed.
Yes, it was a year.
In that place, right? It was a year.
Yes, it was.
Talk to us about this, Cindy.
I think we've all been through those things, and they are difficult.
They're difficult.
It just feels, like it's never going to happen.
Right.
And time has a way of stretching when you're in those places.
You mean it seems like the days are longer?
It seems a lot longer.
Yeah, I agree.
And, you know, what could be only 3 months seems like 8.
Oh, right.
You know, a year seems like 2.
Right.
You get so heavy under the weight of your situation. And you just have to keep reminding yourself of what God's done in the past. All of us have things in our lives that we can point to. If you don't, read through the Bible. There's things there. But I think everybody can think of things in their own life where God has shown up and shown off.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it, the verse that Nan mentioned about God inhabits the praise of his people.
Yes, right.
I think that so ties into this story because of what God told them to do.
Right.
Where he told them to be silent, and then on that seventh day, shout.
Yes, we're talking about Jericho, Judges, or Joshua chapter 6. Yeah.
You suddenly have, there were millions of them, you know, you suddenly have millions of people praising God all at the same moment. And what happened? The walls were destroyed.
Yeah, the walls went straight down into the ground. Yes.
Right. And so I think that it's a powerful reminder of what praise can do in our lives. We just have to keep at it.
Life is
a story of endurance, whether you have God or not.
Well, it is. You're exactly right. Because everybody goes through difficult times with or without God. So we need his help, you know?
And so it's so much better, so much easier to bear those things that life brings if you have that faith and that reliance on the fact that God doesn't lie. He loves you. You're loved by a king.
You're loved by a king, yes.
When kings love you, there's no stopping what you can do.
Well, you're in favor. Right.
Right, exactly. And so it's simply just hanging in there because the answer will come.
It will come. And I agree with you. It is so often very hard for us to endure. And that's why we're talking about endurance today. We got a lot of great scriptures. What Cindy is referencing is in Joshua chapter 6 when we talked about the Battle of Jericho and the instructions that Jesus gave to Joshua at the end of Joshua chapter 5 going into 6 were very specific about what to do. And one of the things they were not to do was to talk as they walked around Jericho, which a lot of people have estimated to be about a 5-mile walk around. For 6 days, if you remember us talking about this a few weeks ago, for 6 days they had to walk around that city without talking, without once around carrying the chest of the covenant, the Ark of the Covenant. Yeah, they had to carry that, and they had to have armed guards, you know, before and after, and priests, and carrying trumpets, and then the soldiers, etc. But, I mean, it would be very, very difficult to walk around a city that you knew everybody in there was really wanting to make sure you did not succeed in whatever you were trying to do right then. So who knows if they were up on the top of the walls taunting. We don't know what was going on. But we know that even just walking around for about 5 miles, one trip around, would have been exhausting, saying a word. But then on the seventh day, we're in Joshua chapter 6, verse 15. When the seventh day came, they got up early and marched around the city this same way, but 7 times. And 7 is God's number, is completion. Yes, this day they circled the city 7 times. On the 7th time around, the priest blew the trumpets, and Joshua signaled the people to shout. God has given you the city. The city and everything in it under the holy curse and offered up to God. And so, I mean, it'd be hard enough to walk around 5 miles, let's say, one time. But to walk around 7 times is about 35 miles. It's been estimated they walked for 11 to 12 hours. That's a long time. And they couldn't talk. and talk about how their feet hurt or anything else, right? They had to just keep walking. And then when the moment came that Joshua said, shout, they all had to shout, as you just said, Cindy. And so it was a thing of unity. It was a thing of obedience. It was definitely a thing of endurance, which is what we're talking about today. They had to endure not talking and complaining. They had to endure following the directions completely and precisely. This was difficult, but they got the victory as a result of that. And down in verse 20 of Joshua chapter 6, the priests blew the trumpets, and when the people heard the blast of the trumpets, they gave a thunder shout or thunder clap shout. The wall fell at once. The people rushed straight into the city and took it. And we talked a few weeks ago that there's two walls here. The outer wall was 30 feet thick. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, 12 feet thick by about 30 feet high. And the inner wall, there was a space between them, was about 6 feet thick and 30 feet high. I mean, we're talking huge walls. And yet, the children of Israel got on board with God's plan and endured the suffering and saw the victory. Talk to us about that, Nan, and then we'll go to Cindy. Woo!
Well, I mean, that's a pretty powerful thing.
It is.
One thing that I always find intriguing about that story is they weren't supposed to talk. And you said even they weren't supposed to talk, so they couldn't be grumbling and griping and complaining, you know? And because they obeyed God and because they did what they were told to do, which is obeying God, they took the city. God gave them that. And, you know, what I was thinking is there's been times I've had trials in my life and I enlisted people to pray with me. I was very particular about the people I selected. I didn't select anyone who I knew would be negative, who would run it down, who would say, you know, you're not going to make it. No negative people were on my list. And, you know, and I had the victory.
There you go. Discuss that, Cindy, because why did she choose not to have negative people on the adventure, the adventure?
You have to be careful who you allow to speak into your life.
Right.
You know, you have to make sure that they are on the same page with what you are asking for, with what you're believing, with what you stand for.
Why? Why? Why is that so important, Cindy?
Because life and death is in the power of the tongue.
That's true. Amen. Yes.
And you don't want someone praying a curse on you.
Right.
When you're seeking a blessing.
Right.
You have to have like-minded, like-spirited people speaking into your life and praying with you, supporting you in prayer, because, you know.
Are you saying that negativity is dangerous?
It's extremely dangerous.
But do you know that a lot of people would disagree with that, that negativity is dangerous? They would rationalize it with that was their opinion, and that was everybody's entitled to their opinion, you know, that kind of stuff, wouldn't they?
Well, I don't want people praying their opinions for me. I want them praying God's will for me.
There you go.
God's plan for me. And you have to have people that are prayed up themselves.
True.
You know, and one reason is because a lot of people say they'll pray for you and not many of them actually do.
Oh, absolutely. That is so very true.
You have to have I'm a firm believer that you have to have a very, very small inner circle.
Right.
That, you know, is like-minded in their beliefs.
I agree.
And I also believe that probably your next few circles out, you need to be very, very specific with as well. You know, in my life, I don't want anybody in my inner circle that's not a born-again, spirit-filled believer. Yeah.
This is interesting that you said that, because I agree with you, and I think so often in our desire to be courteous and nice and whatever, we forget that there is such power in the tongue, as you said, mm-hmm. and that it can weaken us to yes. listen to negativity. I've got a chapter on this in my new book, which I'm going to talk about the book in a little while. But this is a very important way to get strengthened, is to make sure that what is around you, what you are listening to, who you are listening to, are spirit-filled people that believe with you in faith. So that's what you're saying, Cindy, right?
Right. Well, there's a saying that you become like what you worship.
Well, this is true. Yeah.
And so what you focus on, whatever gets your time, your attention, your money, your focus, whatever you spend your activity time doing, that's what you're worshiping. And you have to make sure that you have people around you that worship like you do, that worship the Godship and the kingship of God and Jesus. And you just have to be really, really careful. You don't, it's just like you don't want just anybody doing brain surgery on you.
Well, this is good.
You want somebody who's qualified.
That's exactly right. And yes.
And your spiritual life is just as important as your physical existence. It's more so, probably. And you don't want just anybody doing spiritual surgery on you or with you.
I agree. And what I hear you saying is that one of the keys for endurance, and we talked about some keys this morning in our service, but I think these are a little different the way they're coming out today in the show, and this is good. One of the most important things with endurance is that there must be some support around you, mm-hmm. helps tremendously, mm-hmm. but you have to be on the same page. If they're tearing you down and saying, oh, that's ridiculous, God's not going to do that, why are you believing that? Nan, have you mm-hmm. ever been in that situation where somebody absolutely just, like, throws, you know, cold water on your idea or on your thing that you're asking them to pray with you about?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Do you want to amplify on that? Her answer was yes, Cindy.
Well, actually, it was actually my husband.
Oh.
And, you know, you would expect your spouse to encourage you, to lift you up, to be on the same page. We mm-hmm. were not only on the same page, we were in the different books.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That can happen.
And, you know, that, I mean, it was just really, you know, it reached a point that it was just really, it was challenging, you know.
Right.
You're residing with your spouse, and like I said, you expect them to encourage you, and it was actually the opposite. And it was kind of like a made fun of kind of situation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Henceforth, we're divorced, but I got rid of that situation. But, you know, that's not the answer for people to do. They just need to... I wouldn't say go divorce. I would say, you know, go to counseling.
Yeah,
get some help. A good Christian counselor, just not anybody.
Sure, sure,
a good Christian
course.
Counselor, and go and get counseling to be able to help you work through those things.
Right. So I guess the first point we're mm-hmm. making today on this whole subject of endurance is you gotta follow the leader. Here it was, the children of Israel walking around in response to the plan that God gave Joshua, and they obeyed, and they actually exhibited a whole lot of endurance to especially do the seventh day, let alone the other days. They had to be tired from all the walking. But here they were, and they obeyed, and that's one of the keys of endurance. It's so important. Listen to this song by Don Moen. It's an older song, but I love it. We haven't played it for a long time. God will make a way where there seems to be no way.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to His side with love and strength. For each new day, He will make a way. He strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. By a roadway in the wilderness, he'll lead me.
Rivers in the desert.
Rivers in the desert will I see. Heaven and earth will fade, but his word will still remain. And he will do something new today.
Be here tonight. You may think God has forgotten you about your situation, but he hasn't. The Bible says that we are inscribed on the palm of his hand. And heaven and earth may pass away, but his word will remain forever. And he can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we could ever ask or think tonight. Amen. Let's sing it.
Make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. God will make a way no matter what it is you're going through right now. We're talking about endurance today. And so often we need to be reminded that God knows every single one of us. I like that he mentioned that scripture in Isaiah, that we are engraved on the palm of his hand, that we belong to Almighty God, that he knows you. He and Psalm 139, if you need more ammunition in this regard, David said in Psalm 139 that God knows us before we are formed in the womb. That's crazy, isn't it? Before we are formed, he knows us. We are in his heart. And then we come to be. We are born. And so often we forget the awesome power of Almighty God, that he knows us before we were ever born. And that God will make a way for us when there seems to be no way. Talk to us about that, Nan, and then we're going to Cindy. Because I think we got to get this down on the inside of us in order to endure. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. I'm going to do something here I don't think I've ever done in the years I've been on the radio show. But I just really felt within my spirit that people were listening to that song. It really touched them. It really ministered to them. And they're like going, but you don't understand my circumstances. Sure. You don't understand my situation.
Yeah.
We have a prayer line.
Right.
It called prayers
at BOHM Global.
BOHMGlobal.com.
Right.
We have one of three people who will pick up that prayer. They'll put that request, pick up that request along with a prayer back out to the prayer team.
Yes.
That we're all praying the same thing for that situation. And I just want to encourage people, you know, if they're having doubt maybe that God will make a way, but you don't understand my circumstances, you don't understand my situation, send in a prayer request. We're here for you. That's why we do this every Sunday.
It's exactly right.
For the people. And I just encourage whoever it is that's listening, whether now live or later, send in your prayer request to prayers@bohmglobal.com.
We have three people, Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, Betty up in Michigan, who will be here live in a couple weeks again, and Shell in Wesley Chapel area. So we have a whole lot of people, three of them, standing by to take your prayer request, to write a prayer, to get it out to the team. I like you talking about that, Nan, right there, because that is the answer. The prayer is the answer. God will make a way where then there seems to be no way. because this whole topic of endurance today, what happens is the devil gets in and he starts saying, oh, you're never going to come out of this mess. You're never going to get well. You're going to die of this. Or you know, nobody loves you. Everybody hates you. I think you should go eat worms type concept, you know. That whole thing of feeling sorry for ourselves, being a victim and feeling like rejected and that nobody, maybe you're one of those out there that has just lost a partner in a relationship or a marriage partner, whatever. You know, there's loss everywhere, every place we turn. Just a few weeks ago, my nephew's uncle, who he was my nephew, I'm sorry, I'll get that right. My grandson's uncle committed suicide at age 45, and nobody still has any idea why. No idea. He left a family behind. He left a thriving business. Nobody knows why. What was going on in that person? And guys, we take this, our responsibility to pray for your needs, as Nan just described, very, very seriously. Because if you need prayer, you need to reach out. Many years ago in Indiana, we had actually a crisis prayer line that people could call that line and actually get help. And there are those crisis lines around the country, different places. But we're offering you prayer, and thank you for bringing that up, Nan, because we never know what our listeners are going through or what they're contemplating or how sick they might be. Maybe they've just gotten a terrible diagnosis. And in endurance, in this whole topic of endurance, we have to go through some things. And I mentioned this morning, in Spanish, the word for hard is duro, D-U-R-O, and it's like the root of the word endurance. Endurance doesn't mean it's easy. Endurance means I'm hanging in there for the long haul. Not easy. Some of you out there in radio land, if this is you right now, shoot an email right now, and one of our prayer leaders will pick it up and respond to you. prayers@bohmglobal.com. I know that you felt impressed to do that, Nan, or you would not have said that, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so whoever this is, or many someones. Cindy, talk to us.
Mm-hmm. Well, and endure, I mean, most people's perception of that word, it's hard. If you endure trials.
Right.
You endure long journeys. It's not a fun word.
It's not a fun word.
No. And in the story of Jericho, I think it points out how in the midst of endurance, there's always the miraculous.
Oh, yes. Look what happened. Yes.
Because if you've ever taken kids to church, you know what it's like to get them to be quiet for a whole service, much
right.
less 35-mile march around the city.
Well, can you imagine?
So there's always the element of the miraculous in your endurance. And I believe that,
I like that.
that your endurance moves God. I believe it moves him for you. Just like with our earthly kids, when we see them enduring through something, persevering through something, and often there's a chance for us to step in and help. And we can do that because that's the miraculous in their endurance. That's the endurance being recognized and okay, you're enduring, I'm gonna step in and help. It's you still have to go through it, you know, you still have to do it, but I'm gonna step in and help. And I
oh amen,
that God is looking for those people who are willing to endure.
Well, I totally agree with you. And one of the keys of this endurance has to do with praise. Okay. Mm-hmm. And shouting is a form of praise. Okay. And you're going to see that in the book of Revelation, blowing the trumpets, the shout of the, you know, this is so biblical, this whole concept of enduring. And then when the signal is given that it is time to shout, they shout. And, you know, the trumpet sound, the praising God, we can't talk about that enough, how vital that is, Cindy, to our victory. is knowing when to shut up and knowing when to shout and knowing when to praise at the top of our lungs, right? I mean, this is vital. Very.
Oh, yeah. I like when to shut up. Cause
right, right.
I think a lot of us don't know that one very well.
No, no. And we get bogged down, and so we start complaining, and we complain to everybody that'll listen, and we complain to 59 of our favorite friends, and we're a mess. You know, we're going through something. We don't understand why it's happened. We're taking it personally. We're thinking, God must be mad at me. Why can't I ever catch a break? Why am I so overwhelmed? I hear this from people quite a bit, actually. And the bottom line here is you break through. Endurance is a marathon. It is not a sprint. Talk to me about that, Nan. You know what I'm talking about? A sprint, just a little tiny run. And a marathon is like a half marathon is what, 13.1? And it's a marathon is 26.2 miles.
It's a lot.
That's a endurance, you know. Sprint is maybe 400 feet or 400 yards or whatever. Yards, not feet.
Yeah.
Right?
Running the race.
Yeah.
With endurance for a long time is what that is compared to the marathon as opposed to the sprint, which is just kind of short, sweet, right to the point, done. You know, you can sprint. Mm-hmm. It's easier to sprint than run a marathon. And that's the way it is spiritually. It's easier sometimes to just believe for a second and hope to get it as opposed to say, no, I'm going to go through this to the end. I'm going to endure. I know that God has the answer for my need. I know that he's going to move in the situation. I will endure. I will wait. You know, the word of God says, let's wait upon the Lord. Ugh. And waiting is so tough sometimes.
Oh, yes.
So tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I waited and waited for my job situation, I was like, I mean, and y'all saw me go through it, and I actually did pretty good going through it.
Yeah, you did. And, you did great. Really.
And God was really just teaching me a lot through that.
Sure,
and
Cindy
says something about, you know, keeping your mouth quiet. I tell you what, God must have told me 50 to 75 times during that period to keep your mouth shut. I'd want to say something about something. Keep your mouth shut. And I was like, wow. And I did. Every time he said that, I didn't say what I wanted to say. And what I wanted to say wasn't necessarily anything bad, but it could have set up for failure in the situation of moving forward. And so I just shut up.
Okay, you're making some really great points. So if you're taking notes, people, one of the aspects of endurance that you will find happens in your spiritual walk is that you got to know when to talk and when to shut up, like we said a minute ago, okay? Mm-hmm. When to quit complaining and bellyaching and quit talking about it all the time and just trust God, and when to say, okay, I need some friends to agree with me right now. Let's have a season of prayer here. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, in the aspect of endurance, I believe, and we're going to give you some scripture here in just a few minutes in the book of James, but I believe that endurance does a work in us that a quick answer can't do. Cindy, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, in endurance, we have to hang in there. We have to hang on. We have to shove those doubts away. We've got to say, okay, God, I choose to believe you in this. I am not going to give in to these doubts. I am going to choose my mindset. And here's one of the biggest things that's going to help you with that. And this song's long, so we may cut it off a little shorter, but it's Hezekiah Walker. Every praise is to our God. I don't know about y'all, but I love this song. There's a great video on YouTube where they cut at this in a, what do you call it? A flash mob. Five points, Atlanta. Catch it. Hezekiah Walker. Praise God. Great song. Great song. That goes on another 3 or 4 minutes. So, but we got the point. What's the point, Cindy? What is the point?
Praise.
Boy, isn't that the truth? And so often we don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get bogged down in how maybe feeling sorry for ourselves. Or thinking, nothing's ever going to change. I'm in a mess. What's going to happen? What am I going to do? Easy to get in that place, don't you think?
And so often what it does is it causes us to settle. And with Nan, her situation with the job, there were various points along that journey where she could have settled. Maybe I'm not looking for the right kind of job. Maybe I should apply there because I'm pretty sure I could get that job. You know, we tend to start doubting what it is that we know we're supposed to do.
Right. Oh yeah. Well, it's easy to get into doubt. Yeah.
And we tend to settle. That's why people are in bad relationships. That's why people are in jobs that they really hate. Not everybody, but you know, a lot of times it's because we knew what we were supposed to go for. We knew what we were supposed to hold out for to endure for, and we got bogged down in the journey, and we settled.
And we took a shortcut, and we settled.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? That is a huge point right here in this whole topic of endurance today. The devil's going to come and rush you. Satan rushes, God leads, okay? Mm-hmm. It is so, I've seen this so much in my own life, that it's so easy to get off into rushing into something just because you're tired of the fight, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You're tired of the journey. You're tired of enduring. Talk to me about this, Nan, because it's this common problem that I think God's children go through. They get tired, and so they settle, like Cindy's saying.
Settling is such a bad way of handling a situation.
But it's so human.
It's so human.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that comes in where the flesh worth with the spirit.
Sure.
We need to lean unto what the spirit of God is leading us to do and move forward in our own spiritual life.
Yeah.
And don't just settle for something, you know. There was something available to me as a job, and I could have just settled. It was guaranteed. I mean, it was guaranteed. Mm-hmm. I mean, she told me, you can have it. Now, it wouldn't have provided exactly what I needed, but I still would have had something. Mm-hmm. And I chose not to take that. I chose not to move forward in that. I did not settle in that, and I continued looking, and God led me to where he wanted me to be. Because
exactly.
I chose not to settle in what would have been a comfortable situation. Going out somewhere, new place, you don't know if it's going to be comfortable or not.
Right.
Except when you trust God, and he will make it comfortable for you.
Yeah.
When you trust him. Do not settle.
I love that, and that's so true. Cindy, you want to comment on that?
Well, I think it's just, how many times can we look back and we settled?
Right.
And it was terrible.
Right.
I think it's really hard when you set high standards for your life. When you've determined that, you know, this is what I must have in a relationship. This is what I must have for people who are going to be in my inner circle. This is what I must have for whatever situation it is.
Good point.
The enemy will bring along
people that...
that are close.
Right.
They're close.
Right.
You know, well, they believe pretty much everything, I believe, except for these couple of things.
Right.
We could probably compromise on those, except then they turn out to be huge things, you know.
They turn out to be huge things, or those things lead to other things, and you realize that they don't have the same belief system you do after.
Right. Exactly. And so settling is tempting.
Right.
In an endurance situation, well, it's like climbing Mount Everest. You know, the goal is to get to the top, but it gets really hard.
Right.
People have died trying to get there. So you might be tempted to settle to get, well, I'm just going to settle for getting higher than I got last time.
Right.
You know, or higher than anybody of my, you know, whatever group you're in has ever gotten before. I'm going to settle for that and I'm going to go home. And yet it's always going to nag at you that, you know what, I should have endured and tried to make it to the top. So I think when you settle, not only do situations turn out to not be what you thought they were going to be, it's always worse than you thought that it was going to be, but there's always that nagging thought in the back of your mind that, you know what, should have kept going.
Exactly. We've got a lot to talk about on this subject of endurance today, so I hope you can stay with us for the second hour of the show, because we're going to get into some more nitty-gritty about endurance and how important this is and what God's Word says in the book of James. We're going to go there in just a moment. But before we do, Nan's already talked about the prayer team and the prayer line that we offer. If you want to be a part of that prayer team, just send an email to that same email address, prayers@bohmglobal.com. BOHM stands for the name of our ministry, Beacon of Hope Ministries. So prayers@bohmglobal.com. Likewise, the name of our website is www.bohmglobal.com. bohmglobal.com. So prayers@bohmglobal.com, and the website is bohmglobal.com. We getting all that? My email address is pastor@bohmglobal.com. And I'm telling you that for a specific reason. Because after a labor of actually 10 years, and that is so unlike me, but there were so many things going on in my life that I put this manuscript that I began in 2009, put it down for a number of years, picked it back up a couple of years ago and wrote some more, and then got it finished this past year. And it is now in publication. Cindy, I'll be sending you one, so you need to send me an email with your address, Cindy.
Okay.
It's Strength,
I'll do that.
Strength for the Fight is the title of it. And the subtitle at the top says Weak and Weary, Find, and then the title, Strength for the Fight. It is out in publication. The easiest way for you to get it really is to send me an email, pastor@bohmglobal.com. We will send you one. Retail, it's $12.49 plus tax. We are selling them through the ministry with a donation to Beacon of Hope Publishing, which is a branch of Beacon of Hope, for $11. And we'll pay the postage. So that's a better deal for you, for everybody. $11, Strength for the Fight. It is on Amazon. It is on Barnes & Noble. It is on eBooks. It's in the latest Christian book distributor catalog, and it is published. This one, my fourth book, is published by Zulon Press, the largest Christian publisher. So it has been a labor, but I'll tell you what, I'm very, very excited about this book, Strength for the Fight, because I've got a chapter on negativity. I've got a chapter on procrastination, and there's all kinds of other chapters in there that will really help you in your walk with the Lord to gain strength. So it is out. We're going to start introducing that to our congregation next Sunday. I've received them, the books, and we are ready to go. Strength for the Fight, send me an email. Then you can just send a check, and I'll let you know where to mail that check for, if that's what you want to do, for $11 per book instead of the $12.49 retail plus tax. So this would be a gift to the ministry. So with the gift to the ministry, then we will send you the book. So checks are made out to Beacon of Hope Ministries Publishing, or BOHM Publishing. So I'm very excited, Cindy, about this, and to see it finished finally after 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Labor of Love, and my fourth book, and in my opinion, the best one I've written. So we want our audience to get some of these and learn. just learn a lot of ways to get stronger for the fight that we're each in. So check that out and send me an email, pastor@bohmglobal.com. Nan, would you mention our Thursday night show and what happens on Thursday night? You even call in from time to time, don't you?
I do. It's what we call a life coaching show. You, with your other name, Mama Mac, as well as Dr. Angel Falzoni, a licensed mental health therapist, PhD. You will have a topic that you discuss, you talk about, and it's also, it's like, you know, if people might be facing what you're talking about, they can even call in and make a comment, ask a question. They can also go look back on the website, which, if it slips me, what's the website?
GoYard2014.org. Yeah. It's an ORG.
And there's previous shows are on there, and they can find a title that affects is what they're facing, and they can move forward and listen to that and be really greatly blessed. You guys give absolutely excellent counsel on that show, and I listened to it, and like I said, I've called in before with a comment, and that's certainly welcome.
Yeah,
but
it
I would
is.
Strongly encourage them to listen to that show because it's awesome.
Thank you. And that is every Thursday night right here on TanTalkNetwork.com at 6:06 p.m. Dr. Angel and I, Go Yard is the name of the show, which means hitting a home run. Go Yard means hitting a home run. Baseball season is getting ready to start, so that's an easy way to remember it. An hour show of a lot of good life coaching and counseling. We've got the prayer line. We've got that show. We now have our new book out, and besides this show every week, and it's a joy to be on the air with all of you and share God's word week in and week out. And we encourage you to tell others about the ministry. And when you go to our website, bohmglobal.com, if you go to the homepage, bottom of the homepage, there's a tab that says donations. If it will open to a PayPal place, a secure place to give. If you want to give tithes or offerings, that goes to these broadcasts on Sunday. That's what it goes for. So feel free, and you can become a part of the ministry here financially. Some people want to do that. We never beg for money, but some people want and have asked us, how do I do that? So that's how you do it. BOHMglobal.com, the bottom of the front of the homepage, and donations.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
All right. Welcome back to the second half of Living the Good Life. So, Cindy, you've been around a long time with us. You've endured us, haven't you?
I've endured with you.
You've endured with us because there's so many ups and downs in our Christian walk, right? It's not all easy at all. And I think there is a common misconception among a lot of people that when they get saved, that they're not going to have any more issues, any more problems. And why is it just the opposite of that? Why?